This is the first tape for Ross, and it begins on February 28th, 1978. He is now exactly 2 months and 3 days since he was born on Christmas, December 25th. By the way, this is at what time of night? 7:15. And when did you last eat?
6:15.
6:15. So this is obviously one of those little awake periods, isn't it? More to the microphone, Ross? Okay. Turn you off for now unless you have anything more to say. I'll turn the volume off. You want to say that again? That was a... He took his two lips to the side and made a little mouth click. Waving his arms all around now, sort of a triumph gesture. Almost like beginning to cry, but not really. That was a little bit of a trill down in the bottom of the tongue. Lips spreading with a nice flapping his tongue out. A little nasality. He's closing his mouth, sort of basically making little ends. What was that? Sort of a stricture at the back of the pharynx. A lot of snorting and breathing going on here. It's hard to tell whether they're glottal stops, but they seem like nasal flaps, really. You get about all you have to say? This is all still at the same time, 7 o'clock on the 28th of February. Oh, he's making these little clicks. Can I hear these little clicks, Mary? Did you hear them? I can go out and take later. This is all breathing. Mostly just breathing. It's sort of like a nasalized. Any other thing you want to say? One more word for this one, I think? That was pretty vowel-like.
You want me to hold it? Or you take it back?
Well, we'll just turn him off and get him later, right?
He's pretty nice, right?
He's saying a lot of important things. You want to do it?
Yeah.
When he stops saying things, just turn it on. Sort of a little W. You've got to interpret these sounds.
I do?
Yeah, otherwise it's very hard listening to the tape to imagine how they were articulated. Nothing like that with his hand in his mouth. I'm going to stop and see how it's recorded. Ross just finished listening to himself over the tape recording. He seemed to really enjoy some of his battles. What's that? Sort of just a constriction. A lot of constrictions in the back of the mouth. Seems like it has to be some kind of tensing before he makes a sound. I think we're getting hungry at this point, aren't we? We're tired. Either hungry or tired. Seems to be a little quiet. A little eye closing going on and sucking at his hand. Anyway, these sounds are, you might call, manual labial. Call hand and mouth sounds. Yeah? Ooh, that was a little kind of burp. All this nasal flap, very common nasal flap.
Got a nasal flap?
Yeah. Take your velum. Yeah, but you're flapping your velum. Yeah, we say
What's called a creaking door?
That's a laryngealization. I don't think he's saying anymore. I'm going to turn it off.
March 1st, 8 o'clock in the morning, taking a bath, just has taken a bath, diapering him. In the back of the throat. Most of the sounds are in the back of the throat, and there's a lot of breathing being done. Flailing of arms and kicking the legs. Struggling to get to the breast, which he hasn't eaten for yet since 10 o'clock last night. Most of this is straining. Noah's lying in his tubby on the sideboard after having half eaten, sort of waiting for a diaper change and watching the plug and the picture above. Breathing and sounds from the back of his throat. Guttural sounds. I think that had the tongue involved. Thank you. as an intake of air. In the back of the throat. Seem to be from the back of the throat. He's also trying to suck on his hand. He's still looking at that plug, in spite of the fact that I've got the microphone up near his eyes. Involved the back of his throat. He sticks his tongue out partially while doing this. He's still in his tubby. It's about 8:30. Little tongue clicking. He's just been washed and He's on the sideboard, lying down. It's about 9:10 now. Sneeze. And then take a bear. Another one. He opened his mouth wide. Seemed like maybe he used back his throat for that a little. I'm playing with him. There's a lot of tongue work going on. A lot of breathing too. Ooh, Ross. Using the back of the throat, kind of a gurgle. A little lip trill. Spreading. Tongue was involved with that. Can take a bear. Again. Whoops. What was that? Got caught in the middle of that one. Oops, that was a hiccup. Another hiccup. Sorry, baby. March 1st, 4:10 in the afternoon. That was a glottal trill, wasn't it? little tongue explosion there at the beginning of it. Ross has just taken a bath, and I'm playing with him. Sort of, he opened his mouth with a little M sound at the beginning. Couple of little L sounds involving the tongue. That didn't involve the tongue so much. No, he's spreading the mouth and drawing in the air. Ooh, that was a gurgle. Tongue click. His hand's in his mouth right now. He's chewing on it. Sucking on it. A little gurgle in the throat, but he still has his hand on his gums. Now his hand's out of his mouth. Hand back in the mouth. He didn't have his hand in his mouth for that, nor this. Little guttural sound. Drawn in and then let out. Don't do that. A lot of tongue work. A little scratchiness in the back of his throat. Sounds like he wants to cry, but he's not. Doesn't look like he wants to. You're flailing your arms while I'm kicking me. Well, that was interesting. Part of the back, last part of that was drawn in, wasn't it? With a little back of the tongue being used. GLU and then same thing with the intake of breath at the end of it.
strong involvement. Back of the throat scratching. Bubble fell out of his tongue there, out of the side of it.
Little tongue click at the end of that one. Little tongue clicks. I don't know if you can hear them.
Involved in the last part of that. Right? Isn't that what you did?
That was from the back of the throat. It sounded like a burp, but I don't think it was. Is that little glue sound again? And now 4:15.